Here we are at the word house. Welcome. Come on in. The vowel in house is spelled with the letters O-U, which together make the ow sound. Many other words that young children will know have this O-U spelling with the ow sound, including mouth, shout, about, and found. This common pattern will help children learn to read house. However, there are two slightly tricky things about house. The first is that while the most common pronunciation of the OU spelling is the ow sound as in house, the OU spelling has several other pronunciations. Many of the words with other pronunciations of OU are fairly advanced words that younger readers wouldn't encounter in early reading, so probably most of them won't interfere with learning house. But there are a few words with other pronunciations of the OU spelling that will likely show up in texts for young readers. I'll mention a few of them. There's the OU spelling pronounced as O, as in the number 4, F-O-U-R, and pour, P-O-U-R, as in pour the milk. There's also O-U pronounced as in young, Y-O-U-N-G. And another O-U pronunciation is as in could, C-O-U-L-D, and would, W-O-U-L-D. The second slightly tricky thing about house is that it has a silent E, but the presence of the E doesn't change the vowel, whereas a silent E does change the vowel in many other words. There is no long vowel alternative to the ow vowel in English, and so the silent E doesn't change the vowel in house. One of the great things about helping children learn to read house is that house has a close word friend, mouse, so that there's an advantage to teaching these two words together. I can imagine an activity in which children are reading or even writing a sentence about a mouse living in a house. So you might not want a mouse in your house in real life, but for teaching these words, a mouse in a house is a very good thing.